Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Today's Charting Toward Intimacy episode is going to be a little different than our normal episode because I recently, just in prayer and actually more in a state of frustration, God really revealed to me some truths that I want to share. So this is going to be a little insight into some of my own personal prayer life. And this is just a really incredible revelation that God opened up to me about married life and marital intimacy and sin. Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy, the sex and intimacy podcast for Catholic women. My name is Ellen Holloway, and I am on a mission to help you actually enjoy and desire good, holy sex with your spouse. So to get started today, I want to tell you about my favorite mass of the entire year. It's the Easter Vigil Mass, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who share a similar opinion. I love the Easter Vigil Mass. There is so much rich symbolism and so many exercises that are done in the Easter Vigil Mass that are not done anywhere else. I love the candle. I love the exaltet. I love the darkness and the light and all of the readings and salvation history. I just absolutely love it. And to top it all off, like, we have new Christians entering the church. I mean, it's gorgeous. And it's long. But I love it. And my home parish, the parish that my family goes to on a regular basis, is a wonderfully large and vibrant parish. I am so blessed to be able to attend this parish. And this parish in particular cares a lot about beauty in the liturgy. We have an incredible music ministry who cares deeply. And the liturgies just at this parish, even just a normal Sunday liturgy, are just extremely well run from a logistics standpoint. You know, it's just something that the parish cares very deeply about. There are 10 acolytes at every mass, and you know, there's a lot of moving pieces, and they are very logistically organized. And it turns into a very beautiful liturgy always. And I really love that aspect. It's obvious that the parish itself, the people who volunteer in the parish, the staff, care a lot about making sure that the liturgy is beautiful. That's not the case for every church. And I know that because we visit churches all the time, and there are some messy liturgies out there. And some of you might attend a parish that just liturgy is just messy. And maybe it's not just this beautiful experience of heaven on earth. It's just sort of like, blah. I always find it kind of hard to attend masses with messy, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to call them messy liturgies, you know, just objectively not beautiful, objectively feels less prayerful. Actually, that's more of a subjective opinion. You know, objectively less well-run logistically, right? From a totally outside of theological concept, just not well-run logistically. I think you get the point of the type of liturgy that I'm talking about. So this year for the Triduum, I attended 3 different parishes. So Holy Thursday was just an incredibly beautiful liturgy. My parish does a very cool procession down a busy street in our city, on the sidewalk, not actually blocking off the street. And it's just so cool, and it's dark, and everyone has candles, and all these cars are driving past going, what in the world is going on? And it's just, it's gorgeous, and a beautiful altar of repose. And I just felt so filled with the Spirit after, just receiving, getting to experience and participate in this, just objectively beautiful liturgy. And then I went to a different parish for Good Friday. And that liturgy was messy. And things got mixed up. And there were songs that, just objectively weren't appropriate for that liturgy. And there were just, there were things that were missed. And there wasn't that, you know, just care for the beauty of the liturgy. And the same goes for the Easter Vigil that I attended this year as well. And I was just so frustrated and disappointed because I love these masses. And I'm just like, why? Why don't they care? Why don't these parishes care? Why, Lord, do you allow these just messy liturgies that just aren't, they aren't as beautiful as they could be? And the Lord very clearly said, Ellen, do you think that somehow I'm not present there in those messy liturgies? Do you think somehow I withhold grace from people who attend those messy liturgies? Do you think somehow these messy liturgies are just, you know, not as good? Do you think that anything that humans can do limits me, God, the eternal? And man, that was a slap in the face. I was like, whoa, Lord, you are so right. I need to get over myself, right? And I'm not saying that it's not a good thing for a parish to strive for a beautiful liturgy. I am all about beautiful liturgies. But then this realization got deeper, and this is where it ties into what we typically talk about here on this podcast, is God then said to me, do you think I can't work through sin? Do you think I'm not able to work through messy marriages? He was telling me that if the Lord is able to work through messy liturgies, the Lord is still present on the altar, no matter how beautiful the choir is, no matter if there are a bunch of priests and deacons and acolytes present and everybody is helping and serving, or if there is one priest who maybe forgets the order of things in these special liturgies, which is kind of what happened on Good Friday. The Lord is present in Mass. There is only one way that the Lord couldn't be present in Mass. There's only one way. And that is if the priest said, instead of, you know, let the Holy Spirit come upon these gifts, right? Unless the priest said, let the Holy Spirit not come upon these gifts, right? Unless the priest didn't actually say Mass, that's the only way that the Lord couldn't be present. And so if we look and bring that same understanding into our marriages, we know that the Lord is present there in our marriages. That our sin-filled marriages are still channels for God's abundant grace. And yeah, the less messy our marriage, maybe God's able to enter in a bigger way, in a deeper way. You know, maybe we're able to open our hearts more. But just because our marriages are messy doesn't mean that the Lord is not working through them. Your sacramental marriage means something. It is so important. And the marital act is like the most efficacious way that God's grace enters into your marriage. And so even if it's messy, even if you mess up, even if there is sin, even if you're looking at the free, total, faithful, fruitful aspects you hear me talk about on the podcast a lot, and you're like, I don't know if I'm coming together freely. I don't know if I'm coming together faithfully and totally. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. Well, guess what? Yep, you actually can't. You're human. But we need to strive to those things. But your marriage is messy. And I know your marriage is messy because you're human. But God works through the mess. And He is there. And we need to recognize that, because if we do what I did with those Easter liturgies, those Triduum liturgies that I attended, if we do what I did, which was get frustrated and mad, then we are closing ourselves off to God's grace. right? If we are just constantly frustrated and butting our head in our marriage, we're closing the doors to God's grace. Hey there, we'll come right back to the episode in a moment. But first, I want you to imagine for just a minute what your marriage would look like if sex just wasn't an issue anymore. Imagine your relationship if sex really served as the beautiful fruit of a loving relationship and it helped both you and your husband grow closer to each other and closer to God every time. There was no more hesitation with sex, no more arguments about sex, no more shame or confusion over pleasure. If that seems like a dream come true, or maybe it even seems too good to be true, I want to invite you to fill out the application for my 12-week one-on-one coaching program and imagine what your marriage could be like after 12 weeks of working one-on-one with me to heal your sexual baggage and grow in understanding of yourself, your relationship, and the role of sex in your marriage. Click the link in the show notes to apply today. So many of the church fathers and like just spiritual books, so many of them just talk about bearing the trials of our life patiently. And maybe your marriage is one of your big trials. It probably is, because marriage is a path to sainthood. And the path to sainthood is full of trials. So your marriage is probably a huge trial in your life, or aspects of your marriage, or just the relationship that you have with this other fallen human being. Bearing those trials, recognizing them as opportunities to grow in virtue, instead of closing ourselves off, that is where we let God's grace in. That is where we say, come, Holy Spirit, come, fill this marriage. Help us to open to you, Lord. Help us to be with you. And just to close this out, back on the liturgies thing, yeah, beautiful liturgies are awesome. I love going to beautiful liturgies. I just love it. I feel so close to God in beautiful liturgies when the choir, the scola is just beautiful and you know, everything is moving along through the liturgy when there's bells and incense and all of those kinds of things, right? It's just beautiful. And I love it. And it becomes an easy channel to God for me. And that can be our marriages too. Beautiful marriages can become an easier channel to God for us. And so it's something to absolutely strive for and to make a beautiful marriage our goal and to make a beautiful intimate sex life our goal. But it's also important to remember that when things are messy, I'm not even going to say if, I'm going to say when things are messy, and something is probably messy for you right now in your marriage. When things are messy, we have to bear that patiently and allow it to help us open to God. Allow it to be a channel to God. And make sure that we're not just relying on the good times to get us through the bad times, the messy times, but that we are actually relying on God the whole time, and not how good or bad our marriage is, or how beautiful or how messy Mass is. That we can rely on God to provide the grace, and we can rely on God to bring us to Him. Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that, because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.